Kia rana. This is RNZ Pacific's news. I'm Don Wiseman. From this afternoon, Kiribati is going into lockdown with the COVID-19 virus now in the community. Earlier in the week, there were reports a number of infected people had flown into the country from Fiji and they were placed in quarantine. But now the government's confirmed there are four cases outside of quarantine. For this reason, it's instigating its alert level 3, and a lockdown will be effective from 3 p.m. today. Under the lockdown, there will be a 24-hour curfew. All essential service providers, that is wholesale and retail food providers, will remain open to the public from 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. All government offices are closed and staff will work remotely from home. This doesn't apply to essential and emergency services such as hospitals, police, banking, the Kiribati Port Authority, the Kiribati Oil Company and gas stations, key government ministries and agencies such as broadcasting. People must stay at home unless they're essential workers or wanting to access emergency services. They can also leave their homes to buy essential foods, but this will be zoned to limit movement within neighbourhoods, can only happen between 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Public transport services will cease while all kava bars, liquor bars and nightclubs will be closed. Meanwhile, Samoa is gearing up for a nationwide lockdown after the number of confirmed coronavirus cases off a flight from Brisbane on Wednesday increased from 10 to 15. The chairman of the ruling Fast Party and Minister of Agriculture, Lauli Liotau-Schmidt, revealed the increase in positive cases on television last night. He gave no details on the five new passengers that had tested positive, but said that he expected an announcement from the National Emergency Operations Committee. Samoa Observer has said it understands Cabinet's holding an urgent Cabinet meeting today to discuss a possible lockdown for the country. According to a table on COVID-19 alert levels issued by the Ministry of Health, when there are 7 to 9 cases in managed isolation and community transmission is suspected, it's considered a moderate risk and the country should move to alert level 2. Samoa's remained at alert level 1 despite confirming 10 positive cases on Thursday. The second day of a drive to receive emergency supplies to be sent to Tonga started this morning in Auckland. Hundreds queued for hours at Mount Smart Stadium in Penrose yesterday to deliver emergency goods that will be sent to their families in Tonga. Almost 6 shipping containers were filled yesterday, and organisers say at one point queues of more than 400 cars stretched 3 kilometres. Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee Secretary Pakalau Manasilua says it's been heartening to see the support and today is expected to see an even bigger turnout. He says only vaccinated people can enter the stadium, but donations from unvaccinated people can be dropped off at the stadium gates from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I should say, to 8 p.m. Mepavuni says it was a long wait yesterday.
I haven't spoken to my mom since the eruption on Saturday, but we're all doing this for the time being. But sitting here for like more than 2 hours, because people have been queuing here since, I think, 7 o'clock.
Mepavuni says many people took the day off work to make their deliveries for Tonga to the stadium yesterday. The Pacifica Medical Association is on standby to deploy an experienced and specialised team of doctors, nurses and technical support workers to Tonga. The New Zealand-based medical team has been deployed to Tonga before to help with the measles outbreak in 2020 and Cyclone Geeta in 2018. The Pacifica Medical Association Chief Executive Debbie Sorensen says they've been preparing to go to Tonga since the eruption and tsunami happened.
We have a group of Tongan health professionals from New Zealand who are well trained and able to respond to health needs in Tonga if required by the government. So we take all the equipment that we need, we make sure that people are safe, so making sure that to the best of the team's ability that COVID is not taken across that border.
She says volcanic ash is a major concern for people with asthma and respiratory conditions who will need extra health assistance. New Zealand-based Tongans are calling on Jacinda Ardern to help relocate their relatives from Tonga to New Zealand after their homes were destroyed in the tsunami. Katisi Aitoloa says her elderly mother lives on the island of Ewa, and because she's blind and injured, she had to be carried to safety when the tsunami waves hit. Ms. Aitoloa says she was also able to make contact with her parents in Tonga on Thursday, and she wants to be able to bring them to New Zealand. To sport now. Defending champion Naomi Osaka has been beaten in the third round of the Australian Open by American Amanda Anisimova. Anisimova, who's ranked 60th in the world, won in three sets. Anisimova will next meet Australian world number one Ash Barty for a place in the quarterfinals. In the men's draw, there were wins for third seed Alexander Zverev and sixth seed Rafael Nadal. The Wellington Phoenix men's team scored a 2-1 win over 10-man Western United in Wollongong last night. The win moves the Phoenix up to 8th in the standings. Meanwhile, the Phoenix women suffered their 7th straight defeat with an own goal, giving Adelaide United a 1-0 win. Northern have secured a home final in the men's Super Smash in the cricket after beating Canterbury by 8 wickets in Christchurch. In the women's game, Amy Satterthwaite scored 114, the second highest score ever in New Zealand women's domestic T20 cricket, as Canterbury beats Northern by 24 runs. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. Now we return you to RNZ National.